Hi, I'm Mike Falkenstein, president at 1A Catalyst and the host of the Catalytic Podcast. This is Catalytic Podcast, episode number one. In this episode, I'm going to be giving you an overview of the purpose of this podcast, a little bit about the ministry of 1A Catalyst itself, and I'd like to point us towards some strategic directions I'd like to hit with this new ministry resource. Thanks for joining me. We read in Matthew 24, Jesus' words, that this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations. But Jesus needs you as a Christian to become equipped for this work. Welcome to the Catalytic Podcast, a ministry resource of 1A Catalyst. This podcast exists to give you practical and easy-to-remember tools toward spiritual growth that leads to Great Commission fulfillment. We'll also have interesting interviews of people who have walked the journey towards Great Commission fulfillment, and we'll be able to hear their stories. And now it's time for the Catalytic Podcast. Well, ladies and gentlemen, kids of all ages, yes, hello. Thank you for joining us for this, the very first episode of the Catalytic Podcast. I am so excited that you're here with us. My name is Mike Falkenstein. I do direct this ministry we call 1A Catalyst. I am the president and founder, and I am so glad that you're here with us. You know, whenever you start a new podcast, there's just kind of this excitement in the air. You know, I've just come off of 85 episodes of a podcast that we called Missions Talk, and that I've done over the last few years, and which, by the way, the Missions Talk podcast actually has a ton of fantastic content, I think. I did that podcast with my good friend here in Denver, Ken Watmore. And Ken and I did 85 episodes of this great podcast, and it is still available both on Apple Podcasts. If you go to my personal website, mikefalkenstein.com, all of those episodes are still there. 85 episodes for your listening pleasure. And so, yes, I would highly recommend that you go back to listen to some of these old episodes. And so now we start a new podcast. And it is really a podcast that is designed to help us at 1A Catalyst accomplish our mission statement. So let me go through that just quickly. Our ministry exists to create resources and deliver training that is a catalyst enabling every Christian to find Great Commission fulfillment. And so as we're kind of designing the resources and the training that we want to deliver, obviously, I'm just such a big podcast fan that I just said, boy, we've got to put that in there. We've got to have a new podcast. And so here we go. The very first episode of the Catalytic Podcast. I am so thankful that you are here with us. Let me talk in this episode a little bit about kind of what this thing is and what we hope to accomplish. And so, you know, as we have been creating resources and delivering training, enabling every Christian to find Great Commission fulfillment, one of the main things that we're finding is that people that we're talking to, Western Christians in particular, you know, we go through what the Great Commission is. We talk about all the time at 1A Catalyst that the Great Commission is a normative command for all Christians. And yet there's kind of this glaze over people's eyes and they go, I don't really get what that means. I kind of get it, but how do I actually do it? And so this podcast exists to break down in the simplest terms how Great Commission fulfillment is achieved in the life of a Christian. So as we go forward with this podcast, I am always going to ask, when developing new content, what content would help people best find Great Commission fulfillment? And so I think part of the content that would best help people find Great Commission fulfillment is spiritual growth tools, how to share your testimony, how to share a simple gospel presentation. And I've just been so surprised as we've dug into this more and more, how few Western Christians really know how to do some of these things. Now, don't feel bad about that. That just means no one's taught you. So here you are. we're here to do that. I'm here to do that. And I'm here to help you with that. And so we really want to help you with content that's going to help you best find Great Commission fulfillment. And so that could mean, you know, a episode on scripture memory. That could be, you know, an episode on the bridge illustration or the hand illustration. And so some of these illustrations from back in the day, and just really help you, you know, what does it mean really to have a time alone with God and quiet time? And, you know, these are all things that I've been doing for years and years and years because of my background with an organization called the Navigators. Many of you have probably heard of this organization based in Colorado Springs. And when I first started in full-time ministry in 1994, I was on staff with the Navigators initially. And before I was asked to come on staff with the Navigators, actually I was discipled by a Navigator staff who taught me all of these things. And I look back on those years now and I go, man, that was just key content for a lifetime of ministry, a lifetime of seeing God use me to reach people for Christ, to be involved in God's work. And so that's a good segue for me before we go any farther in terms of, you know, what are the things we're going to do with the Catalytic Podcast. Let me just talk a little bit about what is 1-8 Catalyst. So this ministry that I direct is called 1-8 Catalyst. Again, after this background with the Navigators, this is an organization that my wife Sherry and I started 14 years ago in 2005. And we are actually now doing the math in my head. It's now 15 years ago. And so 15 years ago, we started a ministry. At the time, our ministry was called China Resource Center. And so China Resource Center served the growth and the development of the church in China. And so a lot of what I talk about when it relates to, you know, my experience overseas, my experience in overseas ministry is this service of serving the growth and the development of the church in China. And even before we officially were serving the growth of the church in rural China, I actually did language study. My bachelor's degree is in Asian studies. And so for 10 years, 10 solid years, God gave us 10 solid years where we were serving the growth of the church in China. And so that included Bible distribution events, using Bibles that are now being printed in China. You know, the world's largest Bible printing press is in Nanjing, China. So we were getting those Bibles out to people who had become Christians but did not have a Bible of their own. We helped to build church buildings. We did theological training. And so just the experience that I gained in all of that was just really fantastic. And so we got to about 2015 or so. Everyone that we could find, all the Christians in rural China that we could find who wanted a Bible, now had one. We had turned over the church building project to a local partner that is now doing such a better job than we could have ever done. You know, Chinese, knowing, you know, Chinese building standards and all of that, that was really great. And so we just began to ask God kind of what was next. As it's turned out, that process of asking what God had next for us took a few years, but it was great time because that's when I did the Made for Missions podcast. That's when I got to know friends like Steve Shermer and David Joannis and many of these guys that I'm kind of, you know, really good friends with now. And so in 2016, we really felt like God was calling us away from ministering to China exclusively. We thought that, you know, there's much more of a worldwide impact that God wanted us to have. And so in 2016, we changed the name of our ministry from China Resource Center to 1-8 Catalyst. And I'm going to talk a little bit about kind of how we got to that name in just a minute. But, you know, a couple of the things and during this period came to the forefront. First, of course, the needs of the global lost. You know, you can't be around guys like David Joannis and Steve and a lot of these other guys and not understand that, man, there are still a lot of people around the world that have no access to the gospel. My friend Steve, who directs a ministry called Silk Road Catalyst, calls these people the gospel deprived. And it is really a they are deprived. There's this large group of our world's population that, you know, that that still needs the gospel, has not yet once heard. So that began to kind of ruminate in our minds. And then the other key thing was equipping the church to be involved in this work of, you know, impacting the world for Christ. And so, you know, this calls me back to my Navigator days, quite frankly. You know, I've always had a guy or two that I've been discipling. I've always had, you know, Bible studies that I'm leading or men's studies. And so even as we were doing ministry primarily in China, my personal ministry continued right where I lived. And so what we talk about now, when we talk about our ministry and we talk either to potential investors or people that were, you know, we're asking to join our board, we're saying, will you help us train and equip Christians to reach their world for Christ? Because that's really it. If the 7,000 people groups around the world that are unreached or unengaged become reached and engaged, it is the Christian church that will reach them. And it's not just the Western church. As you'll see throughout this first episode of the podcast, there's just all kinds of stuff we're doing. We're being asked to travel. I'm asked being asked to travel more and more internationally to train Christians to reach their world for Christ. We all know that a good tree bears good fruit. And so, you know, that's why we talk a lot about spiritual growth and, you know, getting the basics, that what we would call the disciplines of the faith, correct. Because when you got that going, right, Jesus says himself that every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. And so you can look at the fruit that you're bearing and go, how am I doing? How's that tree? Is it well fed? Is it healthy? Because a healthy tree bears healthy fruit. So that's a little bit about what we do, kind of how we got to where we are. And so the next question that comes about, or that should come about, is, Mike, why are you calling this the Catalytic Podcast? Well, you know, there's a couple reasons why we're calling it the Catalytic Podcast. First, of course, we love this idea of being a catalyst, right? So our ministry is called 1-8 Catalyst. And you know, a catalyst is really just a change agent. And so you've got the blue liquid in one beaker and the red liquid in the other. You pour the blue liquid into the red and it does whatever it does, right? It bubbles or it explodes. And you can say that this blue liquid was the catalyst that made the change. And so as we look out on the Western, especially the Western church landscape, but in general, we see far too few Christians that are involved in Great Commission work. And so we truly want to be that catalyst to go from inaction to action. And so we're all about this idea of being a change agent. And so the definition of catalytic is very similar, right? It comes from chemistry, which is just, the meaning is that it's just causing a chemical reaction to happen more quickly. So we pray, Lord, as we create resources and as we deliver training, would you cause a reaction within these Christians to become good fruit bearers to happen more quickly? So I couldn't think of a better thing to call this podcast than the Catalytic Podcast. And so, as you can tell, I'm just really excited about the opportunity. Obviously, we want to get this podcast out to as many people as possible. So now we're on Apple Podcast and Stitcher and all the Google platforms, Google Podcasts and Google Play Music. And so, you know, we really want to have that reaction to happen more quickly within not only the Western church, but the church worldwide. So as you can tell, I'm excited. So because this is the first episode, you don't know about this yet, but we, in these podcast episodes, we're going to take a break about halfway through. I have a longtime friend here. I live in Denver, Colorado, and in Denver, I have a longtime friend who is a sort of a veteran of radio. His name is Tom Mueller. We've asked him to come in for each of our podcast episodes and give us a short message of one kind or another. So we're going to take a quick break and let Tom Mueller do his thing. When I come back, I'm going to do a couple of things. I'm going to talk a little bit about What is the Great Commission? Just so that we're all on the same playing field. I'm going to talk about what a disciple of Jesus actually is. What is the Great Commission? And then finally, I'm going to talk about, okay, what kind of things are we going to be doing on this podcast to help you find Great Commission fulfillment. Super exciting. All kinds of guests that we've got lined up to come. We've got actually my former navigator guy that discipled me initially. He's going to be on the podcast and talking about some of these tools. And so I am super duper excited. So thank you for joining me on this, the very first episode of the Catalytic Podcast. Let's let Tom Mueller do his thing, and I will be right back.
At 1-8-Catalyst, we have a deep heart to create resources to help you find Great Commission fulfillment. Our latest book resource is titled What You Do Shows Who You Are, a book on the six marks of a disciple of Jesus. We believe that this book is a great way for you to grow spiritually and then take that growth and share it with others. Intended to be a small group or Sunday school class study, we believe that spiritual growth happens best as you work through each of the six marks with a group of other believers. Be sure to get a copy for each of the folks in your small group today. Available on Amazon.com.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for sticking with us here on the first episode of the Catalytic Podcast. May I also thank my good friend Tom Mueller for that wonderful word. And sure, great to have you involved, Tom, in the podcast. In this inaugural episode of the Catalytic Podcast. So excited. So thank you all for being here with us. Let me do this. I'm going to talk a little bit about kind of why we talk about the Great Commission so much at 1-8-Catalyst. Because believe me, if you're around me for 10 minutes and we're in some kind of a ministry setting, at one point or another, I am going to be talking about the Great Commission in one form or another. And the reason is the deeper I get into studying about the Great Commission, the more I feel like, man, this is just something that the Western Church in particular is, you know, they're not hitting the mark like they should. Lord, would you use us to, you know, would you use me to be able to, you know, to do something about that? So let me just give you an example. About a year and a half ago, the Barna Group, which many of you are familiar with, it's a Christian research organization. They did a whole study about the Western Church's understanding and attitudes about the Great Commission. In this study that they did, they found out that 51% of the Western Christians that they interviewed did not know what the Great Commission was. Now, I've tried to dissect this as much as I can, trying to say, okay, why is that? Technically, the words Great Commission are not something that Jesus actually spoke, right? But if you spend any time in your Bible, you know that like the heading for one of the passages I'm just getting ready to talk about, Matthew 28, it says the Great Commission. And we've just talked about it for so long, since the 1800s, that you would think that they would go, oh yeah, my pastor's preached about that, or, you know, oh yeah, I understand that what that exactly that is. But we have now 51% in the Barna Group study that did not know what the Great Commission is. An additional 25% said, yes, I've heard of the term, but I cannot recall what it is. And then another 6% said, you know, I'm unsure. I don't know. So you take all those numbers, the 51% plus the 25 plus the 6, and you get, if you did the math, and I'll do it for you, 82% of Western Christians either do not know what it is or said, you know, I've heard of it, but I can't recall what it is. So let me just clear the playing field here, and let's just talk about specifically what the Great Commission is. So there are generally three passages of scripture that I use as I define the Great Commission. So we start with Mark 16:15, where Jesus says, and he said to them, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. And I include Mark 16:15 because it's clear that this is a command that Jesus is giving. go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. There's a whole rabbit trail that we could follow on that, you know, a bunch of other kind of supplementary verses that we could talk about. But I go there first, Mark 16:15, Jesus saying, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel. Secondly, of course, is the passage of scripture that people most readily recognize as a Great Commission passage, which is, of course, Matthew 28:19-20, where Jesus says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I've commanded you. And behold, I am with you always to the end of the age. And so we can see that it is another command, which you're probably recognizing some trends, right? The Mark 16:15 passage is a command. Jesus then commands his believers, his followers, his disciples to go therefore and make disciples of all nations. And again, rabbit trail galore. What does that even mean? To make disciples? I think that's where many people actually get kind of caught up. Well, guess what? I've got a whole podcast and an unlimited amount of episodes to be able to talk about that. So let's kind of dig into that. But I would say this, let's just talk quickly about A, making disciples, and B, what is a disciple of Jesus? And so if you are taking notes at home, and I hope that you are, I would direct you to 2 Timothy 2, verse 2, 2 Timothy 2:2. And this is the Apostle Paul talking to his student Timothy, where he says, and what you have heard me say in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. And so that's a little nugget for a future episode. We can talk about 2 Timothy 2:2. But when we're talking about going therefore and making disciples of all nations, we're really talking about, okay, the things you've learned, how to share your testimony, how to share your faith, how to have a quiet time, what it means to do scripture memory. You're then entrusting that to faithful people, and then you're teaching it to them. But then there's kind of this third spiritual generation idea that goes along with that as well. So you're teaching others, and then they're actually teaching others also, kind of this idea of a third spiritual generation. So, and so that kind of gives you an idea of, you know, as it relates to when Jesus says, go make disciples, a lot of people don't even really know what a disciple of Jesus is. I will just mention quickly that one of the other resources we have here at 1-8 Catalyst is a book that I wrote called What You Do Shows Who You Are. And the subtitle is The 6 Marks of a Disciple of Jesus. And so as we talk about helping Christians bear fruit, we've gone back a step and said, well, let's just take a look at what it actually means to be a disciple. And, you know, because once you're a fully devoted follower of Jesus, once you've recognized what Jesus has done in your life, you know, a disciple of Jesus learns from him to be like him. He learns how to worship him exclusively while pointing people to him. And so that book, What You Do Shows Who You Are, is really intended to help you with that. So I would encourage you to get onto Amazon and do that. Look into that. The final passage that we would use here at 1-8 Catalyst is Acts 1-8. It's actually the verse that we use for the name of our ministry, 1-8 Catalyst. And so if you're looking at being a catalyst of change, we really are talking about, you know, the verse says, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. And so we hope that we're a catalyst that would be producing witnesses of Jesus in our local area, in our state, in our country, and around the world. So we take those three verses and we say, okay, what exactly is the Great Commission? It's a long definition, but I think it's the best that we can do. The command of the Great Commission is God's plan for building his church through the preaching of the gospel. Remember Mark 16:15, the making of disciples in Matthew 28, the confirmation of disciples both through baptism and the ongoing teaching of disciples to be his effective witnesses in our local area and around the world. The final piece that we often talk about when we talk about the Great Commission simply is that, you know, as we look at these commands, but go proclaim the gospel, go make disciples, be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. We then look at passages like John 14:15, and we kind of pair those, that we pair John 14:15 with the commands of the Great Commission, where Jesus says, if you love me, you will obey my commands. In order to say that we love him, and I mean, he's the one who actually said, if you love me, then you will do what I ask you to do. Well, we go, let's go back and look at exactly what Jesus is asking us to do. He's asking us to proclaim the gospel, to make disciples, to be his witnesses, among other things, right? One of my missionary heroes is a guy by the name of Hudson Taylor. He was in the 1800s, really the initial key guy, not only that recruited missionaries to the inland provinces of China, but he's the one that went into these inland provinces at first. And his take on this, he's quoted as saying, the Great Commission is not an option to be considered. It is a command to be obeyed. And as we've done this study, we could not agree anymore. And so with this podcast, every episode, we want to give you practical content to help you get a little closer to finding where God wants you to serve in Great Commission work. And I often say this, although the Matthew 28 passage says, go make disciples of all nations, and there are many of us who are called to go to other nations, I would say, don't worry about that for now. Just become good at making disciples in your neighborhood, or in the place where you work, or again, episode after episode that we could talk about, what does it actually mean to reach your neighbors, right? But do that first, see God working in your life, and then go on to, well, maybe, you know, there's a Native American reservation I can go to, or maybe God's calling me to do that, and you just kind of take steps. And when you see God working in your life more and more and using you more and more, you're able to trust him for more and more. And then before you know it, you are going overseas and you're doing some things. So as I've answered these questions in terms of what is the podcast, what is the Great Commission, what is 1A Catalyst, let me just repeat one more time as we get to the end of the very first episode of our podcast. This podcast exists to break down in the simplest terms how Great Commission fulfillment is achieved. Do you know how to share your testimony? If not, I will teach you how to do it. Do you know how to properly read and study your Bible? Have you heard of the bridge, the hand, and the wheel illustrations? These are all really good tools to be able to know as you grow in your walk with Jesus. These are all tools that I'll be giving you, and I'll show you how to use them. And in addition to all this, I'm actually particularly excited about this. We're going to have all kinds of interview episodes where I'll be interviewing people who I consider, you know, doing pretty well in the category of having found Great Commission fulfillment, understanding how God exactly wants to use their lives. And so I'm particularly excited about being able to have people come on, and we can do all kinds of interview episodes. And, you know, that's great, because then you see in people's lives, you know, people that are in full-time ministry or have found Great Commission fulfillment, they're just like you and I, right? They've just been able to figure it out in terms of how God has asked them to use their lives, and then they were obedient in being able to do it. So my final pitch for you today is, why should you listen to this podcast? I believe you should listen to this podcast because Jesus commands all of us to find Great Commission fulfillment. And I'll do my best to break down what it looks like through these interviews, through book reviews, through helpful resources that will get you steps closer to finding out how God wants to use you in his work in your local area and around the world. Sound good? Okay, one final thing for you. As you listen to this podcast, I would love to hear from you. And I actually have a, call it what you will, a suggestion line, a encouragement line. If you want to call and say, Mike, I just think you're doing a great job, but I'd love to hear, you know, you talk about this, that, and the other. I would love to hear any of it. And so if you'll call me at 303-335-9658, that's 303-335-9658, I would love to hear from you. Give me your suggestions. Give me your encouragement. Give me your constructive criticism even. I love it. I thrive on it, actually. So, and so thank you so much for joining me for this, the very first episode of the Catalytic Podcast. Remember, you can subscribe to the podcast amongst any of the major outlets where podcasts are heard. That means what happens then is whenever there's a new episode, and we'd like to do one a week, it'll come right into your phone, right into your computer, however you listen to podcasts, and it'll just be right there for you, ready to go. All right. Thank you all. Sure appreciate you all. And I will look forward to having you with me on the second episode of the Catalytic Podcast. Thank you for joining me for the latest episode of the Catalytic Podcast. For more information, be sure to visit our website at 18catalyst.org. And never forget, the Great Commission is a command that Jesus gave you as a Christian to obey. I'll be praying for you that you find your part in it. See you next time.